or the 16th day, which is one of the 60 days. So there was Elias Dam. Then, if she sees Dam after that, so it's not Ayeshaito. But even as long as there was no Elias Dam within the 40 days, even though there was an abundant flow of Dam after the 14 days, so that's like Damako, like Dam from the nose. That wouldn't negate the character of 90 days Nikin, clean, devoid of Elias Dam. Why does Rabbi Yossi emphasize that we need 90 days devoid of Elias Dam? El Levi afim yechazi lachashvayim olam emayim tom yosef yal lashim ha-shalishenis davit edam ha-chim yosef. So, long we have six ha-shalishenis bimashu sagi sheptif sek acha yimileide mashu dinei menista matome hochekora sviho sheptif sek mashu kinishi yal lashalishenis. So according to Levi, this is what Rabbi Yossi means. In other words, it will be Daya Shaito, even if she'll have many flow discharges of Dam in the Yemiteya. She'll have many discharges of Dam, because that's like Dam Chaito. But in order to be Daya Shaito, so you have to make sure that there is a stop in the Dam that was discharged within the 40 days, within the Yemiteya. And once that stops, the dam that started to flow in the Yemileide, once that stops, then even though there is new dam, some Yemile, but that's considered like Damako, like Dam Chikmo. So it doesn't interfere with the character of Gimleini, is devoid of Rias Dam. Yes, what is it?
In Rav, why do you say that that
Yeah, Rachmana Torosa, but here it is, why do we say that in Nekes and in Uberes, in other words, why do we say that in Nekes, and we say that she's in Nekes and in Uberes, and she didn't sit down for 90 days, and then she saw down, so it's not in Tamil Mafreya. Tamil Mafreya, because why is the average woman mitame imafreya retroactively 20 all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior? Why? Because of the possibility maybe the dam was discharged from the moker, from the uterus, let's say 20 hours before, and it was retained in the bisachitz, and then it came outside now. But so why? Because since she is in Uberes, and usually in Uberes does not have the period. And even though sometimes they do have, but she is in Uberes and in Nekes, in addition, she needs three periods. So then we don't have to, so we can take it for granted that this dam that she now saw, so was the shout from the Moker right now, not 20 hours before, 23 hours before. So when can we take it for granted that it was discharged from the Moker only now, not 23 hours before? Only if it is established that she didn't see any dam. But suppose she did see dam, but it's Yemiteya. So it's Ikrasakosu, that this dam is Toya. But as far as the physiological process is concerned, it's the same thing. It operates the same way. Here it is based upon a physiological process. In other words, if a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, did not sit down for 90 days, so then it's a raya, now she saw down, so it's a raya that this down was discharged from the moker only now, not 20 hours before. Because we see that she follows up a certain pattern. Is it a pattern? So when can we see that she follows up a certain pattern and she doesn't have any discharge of dam, if she actually did not have any discharge of dam within the Yemiteya? But if she did have the period in the Yemiteya, except that that dam is Toya, so it is a supposedly Toya, but that shows that she did not follow up the pattern of the ordinary mubaras and nekes. So in many ways, so it should be chiches, since she discharged down, she had a bit of down all the time in it. Apparently there is something the matter with her. She doesn't follow up the typical pattern of a munekes. The average munekes does not sit down while she is in munekes. And this woman, so we know that she saw down on the 15th, then she saw down on the 20th, then she saw down on the 20th, on the 21st, and then on the 30th, let's say we are dealing with Hillel Nikevo, and she saw down on the 40th and on the 50th. So she doesn't follow up the typical pattern of the minakis. So why do we say Dayoshaito? But we shouldn't say Dayoshaito. So it's Nihai according to Rav. But according to Levi, so even if she does sit down, let's say, in the course of Yimitea, but that down is like Dam Chaitmo, it emanates from another Mayon. So we have no raya that this woman deviated from the typical pattern of the Menachis.
Yeah.
What is it? Of course not. Rav's halacha of Mayan Echot, Hatirot Timosei Vatirot Tirosei, that applies to something that is not based upon a physiological process. But if it's based upon a physiological process, since it's the same Mayon, she should not be considered the cheskas misolekes dam. The reason as to why you may ibu oil in mikoso, because in minekes is the cheskas misolekes dam. When is in minekes the cheskas misolekes dam? If we see that this woman did not have any bleeding, but if we see that the woman did bleed, true, that bleeding is not mitame. That is a zakosu, but she cannot become just because there is a zakosu that it's toyer, so it cannot establish her as becheskas mislekes dam. According to Levi, however, that he says that the dam in Yemiteya emanates from a mayon toyer, so maybe she should still be considered as becheskas mislekes dam, even though she had the dam. So the Gemara says, "Korek Oma, Tzricho shetipsik mashu, kili sheyalu lo lishol shemitz." So, mashu, yimitalu lishol shemitz va'afilu tir. So, according to Levi, what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, yimibur olu minikoso, elu minibur. So when he says, so all she has to do in order to establish cheskas mislekes dam is to stop, that the flow should stop. The flow should stop. And then, even if it starts again, and it continues, so she's still the cheskas mislekes dam. Now there is a kashi here by Rabbi Meir. Tzricha shetipsik mashu. Hach mashu yibur lechire. To al kolcho belo yuva aso kol yuvide, because the mashmoy is awash. The plain connotation of shetipsik mashu is that what she has to do is, in other words, all she has to do is to be mafsik mashu. Be mafsik mashu. So in other words, even if she keeps on bleeding, let's say the first 14 days you let us in the table, and then 1 minute before sunset of the 14th day she stops bleeding, and then let's say at the night of the 15th she'll start bleeding again, and to continue to bleed day after day, so she's still the cheskas mislekes dam, and it's dayashah. That's how it's mashah. That's how it's mashma. As long as she stops breathing before the end of the 14th day. So Akiva asks, no. Hachmasha yivugon chayim. The alcohol below you was according to Levi. Because according to Levi, so In other words, when the Gemara says here, Abdullah Skashi is directly against the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Levi, so we don't require heftic sholoshes. According to Rav, we require heftic sholoshes. In other words, 90 days devoid of Riazah. And if she doesn't have 90 clean days devoid of Riazah, then she is not Dayan Shaitun. We don't apply the law of Dayan Shaitun. Then we say that she is mitami all the Tares Lemafreya, retroactively, all the Tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior. According to Rav. But according to Levi, so we don't require that the Yimitea should be devoid of Riyazdam. All the Yimitea should be devoid of Riyazdam. All we require, according to Levi, is that a minute before the Yimitea start, she should stop flowing down. And even though in the night of the 15th, she will start having a new flow and it will continue for many days, so it will not negate the character of 90 clean days. But all that is necessary is that she should stop for one moment before the expiration of the Yudalet Yomim of humility. That's how it's much more from washing the water. That's how it's mashma from the Loshon Gemara. So, b'mashu sagir, and Rashi spells it out, b'mashu sagir, she tipsik acha yimeleide mashu, dinei benistamato. So as long as she stops after the leide mashu, even though for one moment she stops, and then it starts again, the flow, it doesn't matter. So it's considered as if there was no day. As even though she had a flow of dam in the course of the Milady for many, many days, for a number of days, as long as it stops, and then the new flow starts, so it's considered as devoid of Riyazdam, in spite of the fact that throughout the 14 days, so there was a Riyazdam, there was a flow of Dam. So as long as there was a stop before the Imitea started, so then the flow started again in Imitea, and it continued, it's considered as 90 clean days. So Adriga's Kashi means no. According to Levi, so in order that it should be considered as 90 clean days, so then she must, so all the humiliating must be devoid of Riyazdam. And the only thing that is not counted is the dam that is discharged at the time she gives birth. That dam is not considered, because that dam was due to the birth of the child. But any other dam that is discharged, that emanates from the Isha, from the Moke, within the 14 days of Yimileide, that certainly should negate the character of three Enis without dam. because it should not be any different, it should not be distinguishable from the Rias Dam Yimiteya. From the Rias Dam Yimiteya according to Rav. Now, the Rias Dam Yimiteya according to Rav is negates the character of 3 days, of 90 days clean, even though it's Torah, but physiologically, it shows that she was not devoid of Rias Dam. So the male, according to Levi, so the Rias Dam and the Mitea are considered like a discharge of Dam from the nose. Dam Chaita. And that does not interfere with the 90, with the character of 90 clean days. 90 clean days. But any Rias Dam that is discharged within the Yemelene, other than the dam that is discharged simultaneously with the giving of birth, that should negate the character of 90 clean days. This is discussion. So, the Moikin Hachmir Gufe Abe Hepsik with your Gimelenes, the Bidafke Gimelene Am Gimelene, Dam Medelechu, Hainem Adiyetzi Al Di Psichas Akeber, the lady, according to Levi, the way Gora midam teya, according to Rav, the way Gora midam teya, according to Rav, dam teya, according to Rav, so is mafsi the Gimelenes, because she doesn't have 90 clean days with devoid of doubt. Because she had Amteya, even though the Amteya is toyer, regardless of that. But since physiologically it's considered to be the same as the ego, so the male, it's mafsik the Gimelenes. And that breaks the continuity of 90 days devoid of doubt. The fact that she had a Rias Dam in Yitea, a contra. Now, the fact that she has a discharge of Dam in Yitea, according to Levi, does not break the continuity of the 90 days devoid of Dam. Because that's like Dam Chaita. So only the discharge of Dam that takes place in Yitea is like Dam Chaita. But the discharge of Dam that takes place in Yemelede, that could be considered like Dam Chaita. That certainly should break the continuity of the 90 days devoid of Rias Dam. That's our discussion. But I don't think that Rav Gerita's kashe presents a real kashe against the Gemara. Now, the Rav Gerita is directing his kashe not against Rashi because. From the Gemara's Rashi, it's mashma, like Rashi, because the Gemara says, "A lady domashni mayonesi, normally have sexual shenis be mashusa." So all that is needed is there should be a hefsek for one moment, and then, even though, as long as there is a hefsek for one moment, at the end of the Yemelene, there is a hefsek in the flow. So then. It's the continuity of the 90 days devoid of Rias Dam is not broken, is maintained. And we apply the law of Baishai. So the discussion is the Gemara. Now let's turn to the Gemara, that field. Now, the few of the ways, Kiditani. The 19th line from the end of the book, Kiditani. Yimi Yibu Oil Olu Minikos, Minikos Olu Minibu, Kiditani. Yipsiko Shtai Minibu, Bachan Minikos, Shtai Minikos, Bachan Minibu, Achze Bachan Minibu, Bachan Bachan Minikos, Mistar Vini Gimoyimes, Bishli Minibu Oil Olu Minikos, Mishkaz Minko Miniko, Bozdo, Nabi, Elo, if she gave birth, so there was something that broke the continuity of the 90 days of the three Aines devoid of doubt. That's the first act. The thing, so according to the first question, the Gemara, if it's not really Yabeshte is an unusual phenomenon. But if it's not the case of really Yabeshte, then Yimrikuso cannot be Mitzuref to Meibo. Because what does it mean, Yimrikuso Meibo? In other words, she had a number of days devoid of Rie while she was in a state of Mubaris. And then she gave birth, and she had the rest number of days, she had in a state of Mirikosa. So it's Mitzuref. But since the Rie took place in the midst of this 90-day period, and that entailed a flow of doubt, so Mela then broke the continuity of 90 clean days in order to come within the aloche of Daya Shaito. She must maintain a continuity of 90 clean days, 90 days devoid of Rie's doubt. But she gave birth in the meantime, in the midst of that 90-day period. So that should break the continuity of the 90 clean days. How can we apply the aloche of Daya Shaito? So one tenet is that when can we say that he may because is able to be only in the case of Lady Abesh. But if she did not have Lady Abesh, if she bled at the time she gave birth to the child, so that bleeding, that dam, breaks the continuity of the 90 clean days. And then we don't apply the law of the Adai Shai. The other law is, the boy is saying, the middle of the hood, the dam middle of the hood. The dam middle of the hood, the dam middle of the hood. In other words, that the dam lady is not concerned. That doesn't break the continuity. Only the middle breaks the continuity of the 90 days devoid of that. But the lady does not break the continuity of the 90 days devoid of that. So Rager assumed that when the Gemara says that lady lechut, that lady is not considered to break the continuity of the 90 clean days devoid of Rie's dam, that the Gemara limits itself only to the dam that comes out from the uterus at the time the baby is born. But let's say the dam that comes out from the uterus, let's say 4 days later, after the baby is born, that's not considered like dam lede, that's considered like dam nid. But why should we assume that? I mean, it is just as reasonable to assume that since the Gemara does say dam nid alechud with dam lede alechud, so when the Gemara says dam lede alechud, that the dam lede is not considered, is not counted. In other words, it's not considered to break the continuity of not seeing dam. That she has a tendency not to see dam, even though she did see dam. But if it's dam lede, that does not interfere with the continuity of not seeing dam. So that this Gemara has reference not only to the dam that comes out from the uterus simultaneously with the birth of the child. Any dam that comes out within the Yimei Lede is attributable to the birth. Because as a matter of fact, you see, I mean, when, let's say, a woman, I mean, that we know, I mean, physiologically it is so, a woman who has a vessel, who has a certain period, she sees every 23rd day, every 25th day, or every 30th day. So, if she will give birth to a child, then, after the birth of the child, she might establish a new pattern of having a period. A new menstrual cycle. Why? Because the tendency to emanate down on account of the menstrual phenomenon, so that is suspended immediately after birth. And the reason as to why a woman, will discharge down immediately after giving birth, that's because of the giving birth, not because of the menstrual tendency. Because giving birth to a child, it changes, it suspends the whole cycle, the whole menstrual cycle. So the male sins, the Gemara says, that only the middle breaks the continuity of Gimlaides, devoid of doubt. So, but Damleide does not break the continuity of Gimlaide is devoid of Dam. Devoid of Dam. So it's not only when the Gemara says Damleide, it doesn't limit it. The Gemara doesn't limit itself only to the Dam that is discharged simultaneously with the birth of the child. Any Dam that comes out in the Yemei Leide, any dam that comes out in the Yemei Leide is attributable to the birth of the child. When a woman who is not in her days has a discharge of dam, so that discharge of dam is of menstrual origin because of the menstrual phenomena. But when a woman emanates dam, discharges dam right after birth, whether it's on the first day of she gave birth, on the second day after she gave birth, or on the 14th day, so that's attributable to the lady. Because the lady entails a suspension of the menstrual cycle. And the dam that emanates in the course of the lady is not attributable to the menstrual phenomenon. At the contrary, it's attributable to the giving of birth. To the giving of birth. So we can understand the Gemara Kipshute when the Gemara says, El Levi, Domashim Levi, say, Mother, we have six Shalashim, Bimashu Sage. As Rashi explains the Gemara, Bimashu Sage means that it doesn't matter whether the woman has a discharge of dam within the Yemilayde or not. Even if the woman has a discharge of dam every day of Yemilayde, and the first, then the second, then the third, then the fourth, with Istapo, without Istapo, it doesn't make any difference. As long as she stops before the Yemiteya start, or even after the Yemiteya started, as long as she stops, and then, even though all the 14 days were saturated with the discharge of dam, and then, but she makes it stop for a few moments, and then she starts flowing dam again. And even if she continues to flow dam within all the Yemiteya, so according to Leiki, so she's considered as having a continual suspension of Riyas dam. It doesn't break the continuity of 90 days devoid of Riyas dam. Why? Because whatever dam was discharged in the course of the Milede are attributable to the lady. So just as the dam that is discharged simultaneously with the emergence of the baby is not counted, so the dam that is discharged on the 14th day in the morning or in the afternoon is also attributable to the birth of the child. To the birth of the child. Maybe it's not counted. Keep shooting. Alright. Now Tosh. We show in the Reyah Adam Teya. So both Shammai and Hillel are made that if a woman has a riyach dam after dam teya, what do you mean dam teya? Let's say your letters and cable. So 14 days in Leide to me, and then 66 days in Teya. Together, 14 plus 66, so it's 80 days. Then the first day it starts the beginning of the Yemenita again. So Bishonim, suppose she sees, she has a discharge of dam on the 81st day, right after the expiration of the Yemenita. So both agree that Dayashaita, even Hillel, who says Mitamal Mafreya, so the Chorin will say Loikizes, Mitamal Mislays. So, but in this case, if she has a discharge of dam on the 81st day after the count, immediately following the expiration of the Mitea, so it's Dayashaita. We're not Mitame all the Tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior. So, so we understand, because if she has a discharge of dam, and the 81st, so this discharge on the 81st did not begin on the 80th, and it continued with Mamshik on the 81st, but it was an initial discharge on the 81st, so it comes from a Mayon Toer, I'm sorry. So this comes from the Mayon. So Bishlei Yudayim Ashne Mayon say Mishimoche Dayashaita. So because we cannot be a cheshish, maybe this drop of down that was discharged outside at the beginning of the 81st day, so really was discharged from the Mokeh and the 80th. But the Bezachitzin kept it. Because since it was discharged now, so we know that this emanated from the Mayon Tome. And if any dam that was discharged on the 80th, so was discharged from the Mayon Toya. So Menele, that's why it's Dayoshite. Now let's see how Rashi explains. Vishlei So the Adamin of the Gemara was that when the Mishnah says Vishomim Shama and Hillel, who are in regard to the ordinary woman, whether Dayashait or Mitamul Mafreya, Mitamul Mislays. So, but they are made that if a woman had an initial rear in the Yemiteya, so even Hillel is made it, that it's Dayashait. So the Havamin of the Makshin was that this Mishnah is reference to the case where she saw, let's say, on the 90th day. So be shleim. So that means when the Mishnah says so that's only Shayach if it is an initial. So according to Levi, so of course it's an initial day. Because even if the Riyah takes place on the 90th day, but since it was the initial Riyah, since the 81st day, some of it is the initial Riyah. And even though on the 79th day, on the 80th day, she had the Riyah's down, it doesn't matter, because according to Levi, so the Riyah's down that she had on the 79th day, on the 78th day, on the 77th day, on the 80th day, so that emanated from a Mayon Toya, from another Mayon. So now is the first Riyah, let's say she has a discharge of dam on the 90th day as of the birth of the child. So it is the initial Riyah since the 81st day, is the initial Riyah. That's all that concerns us. But according, and even though she had many years, the 80th and the 79th and the 78th and the 77th and 76th, that doesn't count. Because all these riyas emanated, all these discharges of dam emanated from my entire. So the one that emanated from Imayim Tome, so it's an initial year, because she didn't have any years down since day the first day. But El Rabbi Amayim Echadu Amayim Daya Shait. But according to Rab, the Amayim Echadu, Lavri Rishenui, Vayhuzuk Abigami. After all, here the Mishnah says, "Vishovim the Reiach Adam Teya Shadayo Shaito." Even though in the Imeteya she continually saw that, it doesn't matter. But according to Rav, why is it Vishovim the Reiach Adam Teya Shadayo Shaito? Suppose she had the discharge of that on the 80th day, on the 79th day, on the 70th day, on the 69th day. So that should break the continuity of the days devoid of time, according to Rab. So, El Rab, the Amay Nechadu, Amay Dayu Shaito, Titam Meis Le'eis, Titam Meis Le'eis. So, the Gemara says, the Rekeshus, that when the Mishnah says, Bishop, so it has reference to the case, according to Rav, it has reference to the case where she saw at the beginning of the 81st day. So in other words, so we couldn't be mitame all the tares retroactively that she handled within the 24 hours prior. Suppose she had the down, at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., on the night of the Eilechus. Now, if we were to be mitamei the Taras retroactively, until all the Taras that she handled since 9 p.m., the night of the Eilechus, we couldn't do that. Because how could we be mitamei the Taras that she handled at 10 p.m., the night of the Eilechus? At night of the 80th, suppose the dam was discharged from the mokeh at 10 p.m. The night of the 80th, so that is dam toya. So we couldn't apply the aloche mitamei meisleis. So that's why it's dayoshayim. Even though el ra the omer my lechu amay dayoshayim the tamei meisleis, the rekeshus. So, Kikin Shawasa being Shmei Lechon Miyat, the Lechlemema Meisleis, she saw down at 9 p.m., the night of the 81st. So we couldn't be Mitame with Mafreya 24 hours, because until 6 o'clock, so until 6 p.m., so it was in Mitea. So if the dam emanated, let's say, before, from the Mokea, before 6 p.m., So then it's toyer. The Rekesh Kishavasam Yim Shmini Echon Yachon Israelis. Dafil Hanem Esmir Koibu Israelis Dam Toyo. But the Mars Kashi is with Itami Nipkido Ipkide. With Itami Nipkido Ipkide. In other words, let's say, suppose if she made a Bdike, let's say at 9 p.m. and the previous bdike was before 6 p.m. and she made it and then she found out at 9 p.m. she found out, so true, we cannot mitame all the tales she handled within the 24 hours prior, but let us be mitamei the tare she handled between 6 and 9. So it's possible, because of the possibility that maybe the dam emanated from the mokeya after 6. So then it was already in Mayon Tomei. But for 3 hours, it was kept in the Besachitze. So, with the Tam and Ptila with Kine, Kizu, so the Gemara says, Kine de Beislei, Sleke, mit Ptila, mit Ptila, Nama, mit Gaza, Gama. So, with Tam and Ptila with Kine, Kine, Mbot, Koshachis, und Motsot Meo, die Tam und Tare, Schalauis. Let's say, if the Ptike and the discharge of Dam, she discovered, let's say, on the morning of the 81st day, so let us be mitame on the tale she handled in the night of the 81st day. The tame, what for shachri, what's at me, or the tame tale shall have this, what have I told me, man, like a shoes, the akilu mkino mkino leke, leke, tzricho yema da yeshaifa. So Gemara says, oh, so tosh, you let us be say, she so from the way told lo, vi hoa so, הולכו משם לשיטוסו, ובסיר לשיטוסו. וישלם לרב דיומה. וישלם לרב דיומה מה ימי החודו משמוח ניתם מלאך ביומש. אלו ראי וידום השני מיונס אין, אמה ניתם מלאך ביומש. So you let us be say if she saw from the way of law, the price says that if a woman gave birth to a child who he may see, so she has to count Zayinikin, in addition to counting the Yemelede, 7 days for Ezocha, 14 days for Nikebe, so she is expected to count 7 clean days over and above the Yemelede. So Hol Chubisham Ayishitoson. So suppose you let us be Zeyu Shesof of Loitom Viroas. So she counted the Loitom Viroas Hol Chubisham Ayishitoson Ubisil Nishitoson. בישלימו לרב דום מיין אחד הוא משמוח ניתם מלאך ויומש. So that's why it comes to be Silel, even though she already counted Zayniki, so still it comes to be Silel. So any dam that she has, after she counted Zayniki, so she has to he's coming because it's my death. And according to Bisila also being Utfilatari Rahman, since she was not a Veles, even though she was a Feres, so Mele, the Dam is considered as Dam Tome. Elay Vidom Ashnim Ayonese, Amay Mitame Lachri Yogesh. Why is it Mitame Lachri Yogesh? Omaloch Levi, Anok the Amre, Kitame Bishop. In other words, because the Gemara mentioned before the Gemara cited the price of the Shavim Bereach Adam Teah Shedai Yashayta. So that price accorded very well with Levi. But the difficulty was with Rav. So in order to make it accord with Rav, the Gemara applied the price of Bereach Adam Teah Shedai Yashayta to the case of Lekishus. Because in the case of Ikeshus, so why is it Ayashaito? If she saw down, let's say, on the 90th day of the birth of the child. So mainly it's not an initial Riyah. So it should not be Ayashaito. So in order to make it accord with Rav, Shite, so the Gemara applied it to the case of Rekishus. But according to Levi, we don't have to apply it to the case of Rekishus. So according to Levi, we can apply it to the case of Rekishus. And the reason as to why is Daishaito is because the price holds like Levi, the Shin Mayones. So Mele, Levi is saying, in Chaname, this price of Hilaris Bizeif Shesof of Mitovo, that says, Bisil Rishitoson, so this price holds that my Nechot. But Levi agrees with other price that says, Rishonim Bereach Adam Teah Shetai Yeshaito. In other words, there is Machlekes of prices. Levi says that there is Machlekes of prices, whether Ishtein Shnei Mayonis or my Nechot. Omar Loch Levi, I'm not down there, Kitani Bishop. יום אביו משום דריח אתה מציע שני שייטו ואנו רוקים לבלי כשאוס ואתה לא אוכל תאי שייטו אבל משני ביון עשרים so to this price implies that it's my מהחות but I agree with the other price that holds that שני ביון then the boy say the bishifas now the other territory is no that this price too can accord with him can agree with him the Shnei Mayonis. But then you ask, if this Braise also agrees with Levi, the Shnei Mayonis, how can the Braise say that in the case of Yeledes Bezeiv, who already counted as Ayinikim, and Loi Tovlo, so how can the Braise say, how can the Braise say that according to Bisila, so it's Mitamei, but after all, if it's Shnei Mayonis, so that dam emanated from Mayon Toir, why should it be Tomei, so it should be Toir, even according to Bisrael? The answer is, this rice is referenced in the case of Shifas. Shifas. What does it mean Shifas? When she started to, the flow started, let's say, in the afternoon of the 14th day. The flow started in the afternoon of the 14th day. The flow started. And it continued into the night of the 15th. It continued into the night of the 15th. And it was suffering. Some male So the boy is saying the shifas. So the male is saying the Mayim Tomei was still open and without a stop it kept on flowing down so even the dam that came out in the night of the 15th we also know came out from the Mayim Tomei so Mumele the dam is Tomei because we know it came out from the Mayim Tomei because it came out from the Mayim Tomei. So the Gemara is the Kashi Vosok Lokotone. Now let's see the Rashi. Vilei Posak, if it's a case of Shifas, how can she have counted Zayinikim? Sokfo means she counted seven clean days. If the flow started in the Emilade, and it didn't stop, so how could she have realized the count of seven clean days? The flow didn't stop in order to establish Zayinikim, so you have to make a Hefzik Tara. That's the significance of a Hefzik Tara. What does Hefzik Tara mean? Hefzik Tara means that it's not. She's clean. But if she's Shifa, she keeps on flowing down. How is she clean? She's not clean. By definition, Zayinikim means that made the bdikas tare, a hefzek tare, and the woman is clean. The woman is clean. But if the price has reference to the case where she didn't stop flowing down, so how can she have counted Zayinikim? Vosokotone. Vili posa, hechasokra. The Shavua Kamo Posko, Shavua Basko Loi Posko, the So why you need also Shemra Yibem? Here we will see as a Vosa. I mean, this involves the basic Inyonim Nivim. The basic Inyonim. There, you have to know two things. Two things you have to know in order to understand this Gemara. First of all, I mean, that I mentioned already several times, last time, and today I mentioned already, that was, on the Raisa level, there is a fundamental distinction between a woman who gives birth to a child in the Yemeni day. Every woman has a cycle of days, Yemeni day, and a cycle of days where it's amazing. So if a woman gives birth to a child in the Yemeni day, so all she has to do is to count Yemeni, either 7 days if she gives birth to a boy, or 14 days if she gives birth to a girl. And whether she sits down, she doesn't sit down, you let it zohar is lay on 7 days, even if it's a lady abeshi, no damro, an unusual case. So she's still male 7 days. And if she's erroneously capable, or she's male, whether she sits down, she doesn't sit down, she's male 14 days. That's all. She doesn't have to count Zayinke. Masheinke. If she's erroneously safe, if the birth took place within the Yadalef Yeh, Shebein, middle and middle. For example, let's say the woman, even though normally a woman doesn't have a menstrual period, I mean while she's pregnant, but sometimes a woman does have a menstrual flow, and towards the end of her pregnancy, so let's say she 2 weeks before she gave birth to a child, so she had a menstrual flow. So then she became a nidra. So she became a nidra at that time. Then in 7 days, the 7 days, so that's the nidra. Then the 11 days following the 7 days are the nidra. So let's say if she had a menstrual flow, let's say 8 days before. 8 days before she gave birth, and now she gives birth to the child. Now, not 8 days. Let's say 14 days before she had a menstrual flow. 14 days before she gave birth. So the first 7 days were Yemenino. The first 7 days were a Yemenino. And then, 3 days before she gave birth, she started to sit down. And then on the second day, she again sat down. And then on the third day, she sat down and she gave birth. Then she's considered the Yoredes Bezeim. So then, and if she gave birth to a Nikevo, so she'll have to count 14 days in the lay day, and over and above that, she'll have to count 7 clean days. Because the birth took place in the Yemei Zivo after she has seen down for 3 successive days. Because suppose she didn't see down for 3 successive days, then she's Yoredes Bezeit, but she has to count only 1 clean day over and above the 14 days in Malaya. But if she saw, let's say, she gave birth on Tuesday, and 2 weeks before she had a menstrual flow, and now 2 days to Tuesday, 2 weeks later, so she gives birth to a child, and on the Sunday she had a flow of dam, on Monday she had a flow of dam, and on Tuesday she gives birth. So then she's Yoredes Bezeit, and she has to count Zayinke with rice over and above the Yudalet Yei of the Yemei lady. So Hoche Biyoredes Nikivo Bezeivaski. And so the Gemara doesn't mention a case of Lady Abeshia, because that's an unusual thing. It's not. So every lady entails a flow of dam, but many ladies, the flow of dam might stop after 2 days after birth. So let's say she gave birth to a child in the amazing way, and she gave birth to the child in the amazing way, let's say on a Tuesday. She gave birth. It was amazing. And then she bled on Tuesday and on Wednesday. And on Wednesday she stopped. On Wednesday she stopped. Now she has to count 14 days. She has to count 14 days in LA. Now if the birth was on Tuesday, so then the 14th day will be 2 weeks later, the Monday, not of the following week, but of the second week. So that will be the 14th day of the Himalayan. Suppose she stops the flow of Dham, stops on Wednesday, then Thursday is the clean day, she counts it, Thursday, Friday, until the following Wednesday. So that's the seventh day. That's the seventh day. And then she counts Arnikin. Now there is a machleket between Abai and Rami. Further in the Gemara, whether Yimelede Shein Reyabe Eile Yisli Nimei Sfira Zivoso is Arnikin or not. Everybody agrees that the Yimelede that she is Reyabe, that she has a flow of Dam, cannot be counted for the fulfillment, for the count of 7 clean days, because what kind of a clean day is it if she sees Dham? But suppose she starts seeing Dham on the second day after birth, and then she had clean days, but the clean days are counted within the period of 14 days of humiliating. 14 days of humiliating. So according to Rabbi Yimelede, Shein Reyabem, Eile Limei Sfirasim. According to Abaye, Yimelede, Shein Reyabem, Eile Limei Sfirasim Zivosim. According to Abaye, so a woman who is Yeledes Bizei, so she can be Tiveles and be the Teres Lebailo. If a woman gives birth to a girl, be Meizivim. So then she can be Meteres Lebailo only if the Tefillah takes place on the night of the 22nd day. Because the first 14 days she cannot realize the count of Zayin Nikin. Because that's Yimelede. Yimelede cannot be Eile Limei Sfira Zivoso, even if they are devoid of any real time. So she cannot realize the count of Zayin Nikin within the first 14 days. When can she start realizing the count of Zion King? Only on the 50th day. So if, let's say, the flow stops on the 14th day, and then even if the flow stopped on the first day, she cannot realize the count, according to Abaye, of Zion King until the expiration of 14 days, because that's in the lady. And that's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur cannot be Eile as Zayin Nikin, because the days are Yom Kippur anyway, even without Riyazdan. That's why Abaye says that Yimelede Shein Reyabem Eilin Eile is Meisirosa. Because in order to realize the count of Zayin Nikin, so the days themselves have to be lucky. But if it's Yimelede, the woman is male anyway, even without that, so mainly they cannot be considered the Zayin Nikin. So when can she start counting the Zayin Nikin? Only on the 15th day. So according to Abaye, a woman who is Yeledes Bizei can only go Tfile and be Muteres Lebailo on the night of the 22nd. Now according to Rabbi, she can. Now, women today all have a deen of Yeledes Bizei because of the Takon of Rav Zeira, of Mrs. Hoylach Mirobatzma. So it doesn't make any difference when the birth takes place, whether the birth takes place in the Yemimide or the birth takes place in the Yemizime. So the question is, women today, so can they go a Yeledes? Can she go to Tfile before the night of the 22nd day? So it all depends. If we pass like Hove, most of the pass like Hove. So in Mele, she cannot Tfile even before the night of the 22nd day. Why? Because suppose she stops bleeding. She stops bleeding on the second day after birth. And then, so she can realize the count of Zayin Nikin within the Yudal Yei, Vidala Gay, and then the night of the 22nd, she can go through and she can tell the Baila. Rabnitam, however, he passes like a Baila, because according to Rabnitam, Yalki Gam, so the Lamed of Yalki, of the Lamed of Yalki Gam, according to the Leaf and the Rambam, the Lamed of Yalki Gam is descriptive of Lechioim and Melov. That's a Machlik, it's a Baila in Rove in Iran. According to Rabnitam, so the Lamed of Yalki Gam is descriptive of this Machlik between Yimileide, Leide, Yimileide, Sheinereyebe, whether it's Eilu Misiros or not, so we pass like Abaye. So Mimele, according to Rabnitam, every Yildes today who has a din of Yiledes Bezei because of Takanes Rabzeire, so Mimele, she cannot go Tfile until the night of the 22nd. Whether the Ramo passes like Rabnitam or Rabnitam or Ramo doesn't pass Rabnitam, there is a Machlikes between the Nesikim. I mean, but, so the Gemara applies, so the Gemara in the second motion applies this price to the case of a woman who has a Yeledes Nikim, and the bleeding stopped on the second day or on the first day of the lady. So the male before the 14 days expired, so then let's say on the 8th day, so she already finished counting on the 8th day or on the 9th day as of the lady, she already finished the count of Zaynikin, but she's still a sort of a Bible because of Yemei Tumas Lady, 14 days. And then, and the late afternoon of the 14th, she started there before. So the Mele, but, so the Mele it's a fraud because she realized the count she made have Tsektare on the second day or on the first day of the lady. So she made the Hefziktare, and she was clean, and then she counted 7 clean days, and she didn't see any doubt. 5 minutes before the Shkia of the 14th day, she started every flow, but it was after she realized the count of Zayniki. In other words, it's like Hobbit, not like Abaye. Like Abaye, we couldn't, according to Abaye, we couldn't explain this price out in the lane. But, according to Hobbit, the Hochebuli became his embassy. Shavua kama posko, Shavua pasra loy posko, because so many of you know Shashim Reyebel, Eimi lo Sfira Zivos. Now let's see the Rashi. Here there is a very remarkable Rashi. I mean, it's very strange Rashi. Vosokot, Vilu posakir ha sofo, Shana leilo mishifas, Vimeitum ele meiteya, Usfira yecha avoye, Kei shizori, Tzilu yetz nekeva bizeit, Vimeitum asra yishni ishwai, 40 days, Uposko shavua kama, Vizu is Viroso, because of Agumu Lindos Hashem Reyobeno is Viroso Viroso, like Robin, not like Rabbi. Vishavu Hashem Roi Posko, and the 14th day she started every flow in the afternoon. Vichoza Vinivtach Mayim Tomei, Vishifas Mitech Vizich Shavu Hashlishi. It started, let's say the flow started 5 minutes before 6 p.m. On the 14th day, and it continued into the night of the 15th. Umishimoche Mitamilach Vyodosh. So, it's not shayach to complete the count of Zion Kiyin, within the Yemei Tumas Lady. Yemei Tumas Lady. Unless it's a Lady Yabeshti. But a Lady Yabeshti is an unusual phenomenon. And the Gemara doesn't want to apply that price to this extremely unusual phenomenon. Okay. So Rashi said, Now there is one very difficult Rashi here. When Rashi says, "Vishifas mitechei misechshavu ashlishi umishumhochem mitanu lach miyavish libisilel do mimayim tomeyoso viteiro lo itiharatei elo biyei meyutvilei elo biyei meyutvilei." Now, the Gemara is explaining whom, Rav or Levi? The Gemara is explaining Levi here. Who says Shnei Mayonis? How does Rashi mention that according to Bisilel, so Yehme in Tfilah Itali Rachmone? Then the Gemara says, I'll leave the Rav, who says Mayonoch. So it's the same Mayon. But it's Igzera Zakoso. So since it's Igzera Zakoso, so the Igzera Zakoso is the Yehme in Tfilah Itali Rachmone. But according to Levi, here the Gemara is applying the Braise, I'll leave the Levi, to the case of Shifas. And Levi says, Shnei Mayonis. But if it's Shifas, so that means that this dam that keeps on coming out from the Mokeya in the night of the 15th, so that is from the Mayon Tomei. So the reason as to why the dam is Tomei, because it comes out from the Mayon Tomei. So why does Rashi have to resort? Why does Rashi have to have recourse to the aloche of behaving with tefillah tayyar? That's to our Rebbe the Rav, who says that it's my erech. So the mele it should be done. It should be done. But it is a sakos of its toyer. So it is a sakos of that its toyer only applies to the case where she was developed. If she wasn't developed, the Xerosakosov doesn't apply. Bashein came here, the Gemara is saying and discussing it. I'll leave the Levi. Levi holds Shnei Mayonis. According to Levi, Shnei Mayonis, so the business why we see is Mitame, because in the case of Shifas, so in Achnami, in the case of Nachifas, then we see are not Mitame in the case of Nachifas. We see is only Mitame in the case of Shifas. In the case of Shifas, so the business, why the dam is Tomei? Because it emanates from the Mayon Tomei. So why does he say, be able to feel it, there's nothing to do with be able to feel. And furthermore, suppose there will be a feel. So that's what we saw in the Rashi before, of the Rashi of Shifas. The Rav Reishi the Shifas Metechi Meitume Vimeitane Likule Uteiro. So the Kashe by the Sivatara was, as far as the Ishi is concerned, so she certainly Tmeiro without Tvile. And if there is Tvile, so even according to Levi, so she's Teiro. So what does the Ochlea say? That Rashi has reference to the case where she went Tvile in the state of Shifas. So the Mele, according to Rav, she becomes Tehor. Because even though she continues to have a discharge after the Tefillah, after she comes out from the Mikveh, but according to Levi, so of what avail is the fact that she went to Tefillah in the state of Shivas, after coming out from the Mikveh, she had a new discharge of Dam, and that made her anew. So the Mele, the question is, so from that Rashi we see that according to Levi, in the case of Shifas, even if she is the Veles, the Dam, so she is Neo. So Mele, why does Rashi say the reason is why the Sila is Mitame in the case of Shifas? In the case of Shifas, is because according to Levi, so if it's not Shifas, so then we still don't even require a tefillah. So the dam will be toyer even without tefillah. And if it is Shifas, so even with tefillah. So why does Rashi mention that according to Levi, because beyond the tefillah talerach. That's the Kashi is raising us up. So what do we see from this? So from this Rashi, and we'll see it from the cases. I don't think we'll have time to go over the cases. Hilchasik Rav Lechumre. So we see from the cases of Hilchasik Rav Lechumre, and from this Rashi, that there is no machlekes between Rav and Levi and the Mitzias. The Mitzias is the way it is. So if Levi, certainly according to Levi, the Mitzias is that while the dam in Yemitea emanates from the source, from the Mokeya, but it originates in a different cause than the cause of the menstrual flow in the Himalayas. It's a different cause, but it emanates from the same organ, from the same place, from the same place. That's according to Rav. But and according to Rav, it also emanates from a different cause. But Rav holds that as long it's Mayanachot Al-Pidin, it's considered Mayanachot. Because as long as it emanates from the Mokim, so it's considered to be Tamish, it's considered to be a healer. Whether from a menstrual, whether it has a menstrual origin, or ovulatory origin, or whatever origin it is, whatever cause, as long as it emanates from the Mokim, from the uterus, so that makes it a healer, makes up men. So, and Levi, so he holds on. When does a woman become a widow? Only if it emanates from the menstrual cause. But if it doesn't originate in the menstrual cause, but in some other cause, so then, Levi holds, she's not male. But let's see what Teisa says. Teisa says the Kashi. Hilchas Ikerah, the Gemara says that we pass Ikerah Benikule Benichumre. We can just finish up with more. Omer Rabbi Rabashi, Omer Rav Shammai Misach, Ikra Marzut El Asrim, Go Hilchas Kavosel Rav Lechumre, Hilchas Kavosel Rav Lechumre, Rabashi Omer Hilchas Kavosel Rav Benikule Benichumre, Do Shmerim Hilchas Kavosel Rav Benikule Benichumre, Hilchas Kavosel Rav Benikule Benichumre, Benikule Benichumre. So Tisus says the Kashi from the Brising prayers. Let's not go over the whole pieces, but just the Kasha from prayers. The Yehudah Yishe Yotza Padachas Lodo B'Yeiso Nochri B'Yeiso Yitzchobim V'akach Mizgayro Ein Neisno Yimitume V'Mitare V'Yishne Mayone Seim Amay Neisno Yimitare How a Mayim Tome Yiso So. Now the Halochi is that the Yehudah so has in the Yehudah Yitzchobim has you made 240 days and 66 days in Itar. You were Zohar. 7 days in Itume, 33 days in Itar. But these halachas of Tumas Nide apply to Israelis. Enochis is not Itar Tumas Nide. Enochis, even if she is a Nide, she is not Nide Tumas Nide. With Rabbono, so all Nochim have Tumas Nide, whether they see Zile, they don't see Zile. But with Raise, a nochris does not become male, even if she sees damino and damzim. A nochris does not become tome even if he has a discharge of zim. So that's the halacha in the Raise. Now, suppose a geyeres was developed, she was miskayeres, while she was giving birth to a child. So if the head of the baby emerged from the mother's womb prior to the trilah of the mother, so that means that the child was born while the mother was a goyeh, because the yitzias arish constitutes birth later. Even if the major portion of the goof of the fetus has not emerged from the mother's womb, as long as the reish, the head of the baby, emerged from the mother's womb, so in the male the baby is considered born. So geyeres sheyotzo padachas lodo b'yisiv yitzchobim v'akach mizgayro. Suppose the geyeres, the birth, the head of the child came out from the mother's womb while the geyeres was still a goy, and then 2 minutes after that, before the whole goof emerged, she descended into the mikveh and she was developed. Mishum geyeres. So that means that the baby was born while the mother was in ochris. Not mivushim. While mother in ochris. V'akach mizgayro, einei spuro yimeitume mimeitam. So that mother, that the mother, does not have a yimeitume and does not have a yimeitame. What does it mean? In other words, that she is not male 14 days. Suppose she's less nikevo and she was developed after the head of the nikevo came out from the mother's womb. So she is not male 14 days. She saw down, so then she's male 7 days, like a needle. Not 14 days. Not 14 days. And she doesn't tell him any time. In other words, if this woman, she was Miss Gaia, and then she married a Jewish man, and then she had this shout of God after the 14 days, so then she's a sort of Bible. She's male, she's an eagle. Because the Xerxacosuf of Yimituba Yimitawa is mentioned regarding Israelis, not regarding Lochis. So if the birth took place, the emergence of the head took place after the trial of the mother, so then that means that the lady was way. So I mean, if the trial took place before the emergence of the head, so that means that the lady took place when she was already in Israelis. So then all the halachas of Hilgis apply to her. But if the head emerged prior to the tefillah, so that means that the child was born to a mother in Ochis, not to a mother in Israelis. So mainly the old Ochis in Parshat Azriya don't apply. So this is the Kashi Vishnei Mayon say, Amai Listro Yemita, how am I in Thomas also? But according to Levi, why should she not Amai Listro Yemita? According to how we understand. Because actually Yimitare should be Yimitume for every Israelis. But this is special in Zakosu. That in Zakosu applies to Israelis, not to Inochis. Mashenki, according to Levi, so the reason is why the dam in the Yimitea is Toya. Because it emanates from a Mayon Toya. So it's like Dam Chaitno. It's not menstrual dam. It's not a Nino. So Mimele, if it's not a Nino, suppose a Yulis, this Geiris, she would have Damako coming out from the womb. Damako, she has an ulcer in the uterus. So she'll be a soul of Bible. So the question is, why, even if she has regular flow of Dam, according to Levi, she should be the terrorist Bible. That's the discussion. Only the shame is discussion. So Tisve says, the second teretz, in Amr, after God, the Shneim Ayone say, Yesh Nitami Hadam, Dim Namok Yakose, and we're Dafke Bimokim Shatri Romitaros. So this is, that's a raya. That's a raya, I mean. So, in other words, so first of all, so it's mentioned before she tastes like the Chasam Sefer, that it doesn't mean Levi says it doesn't come out from the Mokya. I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, it does come out from the Mokya. So Levi is also Levi. So the male, in case of the Geiras, even according, so the reason is why a Yehud is Nochis, so, and then she became a Geiras. So in the Yemiteah, she has a din of an ego, even though it emanated from the Mayim Toeir, because the so-called Mayim Toeir should also be taught without the special Zerzakosu, because it comes from the Mokya. But we have a special Zerzakosu. We have a special Zerzakosu. So in other words, so that special Zerzakosu applies to Israelis, not to Inochis, the Yehudis Israelis. So vis-a-vis the Yehudis Nochis, who was misguided after Lede, so they the Zakosu doesn't apply. So the Melee, if she sees down the Yemeteah, the Geira sees down the Yemeteah, she's in the middle of the rise. So in other words, so that means that even Levi holds that, yeah, and that child in regard to the ovulation, I said, there is a basis to say that according to some Sefer, that a woman who has ovulation meaning should not be male. According to some Sefer. So, but that too, I said there is a basis. Why? Because there are two machines in thesis. One teretz in thesis is that the Yochanami, according to Levi, so Igieres, so if she sees down in the Yemiteya, she's in terrorist Bible. And what does the price in prayers mean? It means something else. But the second teretz in thesis is, and the Rambam and the Rashbo, they agree with the second washing basis. So they say that even according to Levi, a Geiris, if she sits down in the Emiteya, so she's a Surabaya. Because even though it comes from a so-called Mayim Toir, but that so-called Mayim Toir should also be Tameh, if there hadn't been a special Zazakasa. But it's Toir, the so-called Mayim Toir is Toir because of the special Zazakasa. And the Machlokes between Rav and Levi is on one point. According to Rav, so there is no distinction. There is, according to Rav, so in other words, even without the, so according to Rav, he is so, without any partial hearers, so then we should say, without any partial hearers, so we should say that the dam in the Emiteya is so should be done. But it's a special Zerzakos. And according to Levi, so without a special Zerzakos, I would still say that the dam that comes out in the Emiteya, so should be Toya, because it comes out from a Mayim Toya. But since we have a partial Hasbiyah, so we may lay true that this partial Hasbiyah itself is based upon the fact that it comes out from a different Mayon, I mean, whatever a different Mayon means. It comes out from a Mayon Toya, from a different terminates, from a different cause. But this posse tells us that vis-a-vis Yehudas Israelis, so the dam that emanates from the Moke, but not from a menstrual cause, is done. Vis-a-vis Israelis, but vis-a-vis Nochis, since the Torah, there is a Xerus HaKosov, that this Aloches of Yemitume and Yemitare apply only to these Israelis, because is deduced from the posuk. That means that the whole posik in Tazria has reference to Israelis, not to Enochis. So Mele, that Zerzakosov itself implies that the reason as to why a Yehudas in Yemiteya is Toyer, even though she sees down. The reason as to why a Yehudas in the Yemiteya is Toyer, the Dam is Toyer, because of the Zerzakosov. And that applies only to Israelis, but it does not apply to Enochis. Enochis, so even if it doesn't emanate from the menstrual cause, but it originates in a different cause, as long as it emanates from the Mokea. So she's made, this is Tesishi, in the second version. The deep recording. So Mele, now Rashi applies So the question is, so it's because it emanates from a Mayon, a Torah. That's why it's Mutter. not because of the Yomei Tefillah Tai Rachman, but since, according to Tesis, so even Levi is Levi, that even though he terminates from a Mayim Toyah, even though he terminates from a Mayim Toyah, so still, Ligabi Nochas, where we don't have exerts a cause of Betit Toyah, so that it is Tomei, so we can say, conversely also, in other words, Rashi says, it will be seen in the case of Shifas, where it emanates from Mayim, where it emanates from Mayim Tomei, so it emanates from Mayim Tomei, so the reason as to why it comes to be seen, even I would be lame. So, the Dam is Tomei, because B'yemim Tvile Tali Rachmone, because B'yemim Tvile Tali Rachmone, so that means that if, in other words, that the reason as to why it is Tomei is because there was no Tefillah realized. There was no Tefillah realized. The implication being that if a Tefillah would be realized, so then she would be there. I mean, then she would be there. She would be there. In other words, so that means that according to Rashi, even a living lady, even a living lady, if a woman will be Shifas, the flow will start on the 14th, and it will continue into the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th. So we say that the reason as to why that if Shabbos, so So according to Bisilel, so the reason as to why Ubisil Vishitoso, the reason as to why she's Mayor is because Biyomim would feel a Tali Rachmone. Biyomim would feel a Tali Rachmone. So, but if she is a Shifas, so then it emanates from the Mayon, Tomei. But apparently, according to Rashi, so even according to Levi, there is a special Zerzakosu that in the Yemitea, it is Mutar. We see according to Texas also, even according to Levi, there is a special Zerzakosu that it is Toyer in Yemitea. Because Ligabe Nochis, where the Zerzakosu doesn't apply, so even according to Levi, so it will be Tomei, it shall become an Edom. So the same thing is true according to Rashi also, that even according to Levi, there is a special Zerzakosu of Yemitea. But if it emanates, in other words, there is a Xerasakosu, according to Bisilel, so there is a special Xerasakosu that B'yemi would feel a Tali Rachmone, since there is a special heter, Rikabi Yimitea, Ivma Lubin Levi, so the Xerasakosu implies, according to Levi, so it follows from this Rashi that even according to Levi, suppose she will be Tivelis in the case of Shifas, and she will be Tivelis, and then will be stira between the Rashi Dafon and Hey. The way he explained it in the Rashi here, that's from it wrong. But according to this Rashi, it will follow that according to Bisila, even a limited lady, suppose she will be Shifas, and then in the night of the 15th, she'll be Tivelis while she is in a state of Shifas, And she'll be tibalis at 9 p.m. the night of the 15th. She'll go down to the mikveh while she's in a state of shifas, and then she'll come out of the mikveh and she's still shifas. So the dam that will be discharged after she comes out from the tefillin the night of the 15th will not be tamei. Of course, that will be contrary to what Rashi said. According to the Aruch Meneir of Shat, it does on the hay on the base. So then we could say, since the Gemara is giving here to Terutzi, Omalach Lady, Amro the Amre Kitali the Shomi, and then the boy is saying the Shabbas, so the reason is why the first Rosh did not mention the second Teretz. Why does the first Rosh is Chilik on the second Rosh? Because the first Rosh says that in Chanamet, this Brayse is really Keneged, is contrary to Rain. Why does the first Moshe say that this Brayse is contrary to Rain? And but Rain agrees with the other Brayse, the Brayse of Shavi. Apparently, the first Moshe is Chilik on the second Moshe. So in other words, the Rashi in that one here with Beis accords with the first Moshe in the mind. But Rashi explaining the second Russian here, so they according to the second Russian, so even according to Levi, so there is a kosuf of behavior with true Italian Rahman. Why? Because, in other words, that according to Levi, so the dam that emanates in the Eritrea comes from a Mayan Toya. So the male dead down is story here even without him. But then there is another Xerasakos. Tesis also says that even according to Levi, there is a special Xerasakos of Yuletea, which applies only to Israelis, it doesn't apply to Enochis. So Mele Rashi also agrees with Tesis that there is a special Xerasakos of Yuletea. But the special Xerasakos of Yuletea applies only to Lachav. In other words, if she's not a Shabbas, so then it emanates from a Mayon Toya. If it emanates from a Mayon Toya, so it's Toya. So even if it emanated before the Yudas was developed, so it's also Toya. Because it emanates, it's like Damchim. Al-Pidin, it's considered like Damchim. So even if the Dam came out, emanated, before Tfileh, so it's also Tfileh. But then, in the case of Shifas, so then the Dam emanated from the regular Mayan Tomei. But there is a Xerasakosov. There is a special Xerasakosov of Yemiteya, but the Xerasakosuf of Yemiteya applies only to a woman who counted and was divorced. Biyomi Mutfilet Ha'irachmoni. So Mele, in the case the dam emanated from the Mayan Tome before the Tfileh, so then it is done. But if the dam emanated from the Mayan Tome after the Tfileh, even though it's from Mayan Tomei, so in the case where the woman started to have the flow, let's say 5 minutes before 6, and the 14th, as of the lady, and then it continued until 8 o'clock, the flow, and then at 8 o'clock, while she was in the state of Shabbas, she went through it, and then she came out still being Shabbas, so the dam that will emanate after she comes out will not be done because of the special Zerzakos. But he applies the oneness of Tesis, but in a different way. You see, according to Tesis, so